But there are two more things I think we'd have to say about John's preaching, though they're not reflected in Josephus. One is that, like Jewish prophets of the day, Jewish preachers of, or some Jewish preachers of the day, he's expecting the kingdom of God to come soon. He's looking forward to a day of judgment, a day when God will come as judge with his winnowing fork in his hand to separate the wheat from the chaff. And the chaff, says John in Messiah, will be thrown into the unquenchable fire. There's an uncomfortable edge in John in the Gospels, an edge that you find in other Jewish preachers of the day, and an edge that Jesus surely had as well, that the end time is upon us. God's holiness is going to be revealed and will burn away whatever is corrupt and wrong in our human living. So alongside God's, alongside John's sensible practicality, there's this sharper edge of coming judgment. And you also get John clearly a real concern for the quality of people's personal morality. His rebuke of Herod Antipas for marrying his brother's former wife. John attacks Herod Antipas sharply for the way in which he conducts his personal affairs. And that probably is an aspect of what John intends by piety towards God in Josephus's phrase. You've got to look to the way that you shape and conduct your personal living, your personal morality, because that really matters. Now, I've deliberately left on one side, because I wanted John to emerge a little more in his own self, the thing for which we Christians remember him best, the thing that we think is most important about him, that he points the way towards Jesus, that he is the forerunner, the voice in the wilderness, crying, "Prepare a way for the Lord." That's the way the Gospels present him. That's the way our Christian tradition presents him. But Josephus reminds us that he was a preacher in his own right, and as a preacher in his own right, rather better remembered in Jewish tradition than Jesus was. And as a preacher in his own right, he has a message to which we may be attentive. Josephus interestingly differs from the Gospels in this. The Gospels imply, well, they more than imply, they state that the reason for John's execution was Herod Antipas's, that his preaching against Herod Antipas, and in particular the fact that he had really wound up Herod's wife Herodias. She hated him, and we all know the story of how the girl danced before Herodias's daughter danced before Herod delighted him so much. "You can have anything you like up to half my kingdom." And mother said, "Get him to give you the head of John the Baptist on a charger." Josephus simply says that Herod Antipas was nervous of John's popularity, that he was making waves in the society and culture of his day, and that there was a danger that he would become a focus for insurrection or dissatisfaction with the powers that be. So he was got out of the way, not for reasons of personal hate in Josephus's account, but as a matter of state policy. Well, you pay your money and you take your choice. Josephus was writing for his contemporary Roman hearers. He will have tended to explain things in ways that made sense to them. He will have tended to play down John's sharp expectation of the imminent end. He will have tended to present John's message in terms of piety and justice and a vocabulary of social fabric that made sense to his Roman listeners. And perhaps he will have tended to present John's death as something that happened for reasons of statecraft, which his Roman hearers would more easily understand than they would understand the marital complexities and jealousies and hatreds of the court of Herod Antipas. You take your money, you pay your money, you take your choice. But between them, through the whole mosaic of sources, John is able to step before us vividly this morning, vividly as himself, vividly as Hans Fibusch portrayed him, finger in the air, preaching the word of God to all who will pass by. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.